You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hello, everyone. I'm Allison Futter from MLB.com. Here with Chris Haft, covers the Giants for MLB.com. Chris, lots of news that the Giants have been making lately. Of course, we've been talking for about the better part of the past year that the rotation always looks a little spotty. Doesn't really look so spotty anymore, so let's start with Johnny Cueto. I think since the last time we talked, he is the newest addition. So Johnny Cueto signs with the Giants and really solidifies that rotation, I would imagine.
Oh, very much so. He'll probably slide into the number two spot. I mean, the way it's probably projected. You know, he's a potential, for a lot of teams, he'd be an ace. And for him to pair him with Madison Bumgarner really excites the Giants.
Right. So Cueto is, there's really nobody better when he is on the top of his game. But there are, you know, he was a little bit kind of up and down. He had a very up and down experience once he got traded from the Reds to the Royals. And, you know, there's been some speculation that it might have been, he might not have been feeling 100%. So are there any concerns from the Giants' perspective? And I realize that you have not attended the press conference yet, but just from, you know, people that you talk to, that the six-year commitment, I mean, that's a lot. And hoping that he's durable, are there any concerns about that?
I don't think there are a whole lot of – I haven't heard any concerns. You know, they've got a – there's an opt-out clause in his contract after 2 years. So, you know, if he does really well, I wouldn't be surprised if he goes the Zach Greinke route and opts out. But even if that happens, the Giants will at least have gotten two really good years from him, is what that'll mean. So I think that may have been put in there partly as a, you know, carrot on the end of the stick to help motivate him. And I think they saw enough of him in the postseason when he pitched two good games, especially game two, a two-hitter over the Mets, a two-hit victory for the Royals. I think they're pretty satisfied that he's in a fit condition.
Yeah, this opt-out thing, clearly, like the new no trade clause kind of trend, because now we're seeing that more and more. In your experience, I mean, I always kind of defer to you when I'm trying to figure out, like, historically where this might, you know, fit in. But I mean, how do you think that this, like, does this benefit the team? Does this benefit the pitcher? Do you think this is bad for either side to have this opt out situation?
Yeah, you know, that's a good. First of all, thanks for your flattering comment. You know, it really is a case by case thing. I think, for example, with in Greinke's case, it sure helped him get a little richer. Although I don't know what's the difference between a fortune and a huge fortune.
Right.
It didn't help the Dodgers at all, but. And usually guys won't opt out unless they've done really, really well. I think it's a case-by-case thing. The Giants, I don't think they've been real thrilled about that sort of thing. I don't think they've built any of their players' contracts. But they obviously want Cueto enough to do this in this situation.
Yeah, I guess just when you look at 6 years, like, wow, and then you think, my God, this thing could be over in 2 years. I don't know. It just seems kind of weird to me. But okay, let's assume that they're done searching for starting pitchers, and how could they not be? So now they still need a left fielder and a veteran reliever. But, I mean, when it comes to, like, filling an outfield position, do you think that they would be in on some of these remaining free agents, Gordon and Cespedes and Upton? I mean, do you think that there'll be players in that?
I would think I'm sure they've inquired. I know they've inquired about some of these guys, but whether there's enough money left at this, especially in the first couple of years, I'm not sure. You know, they've got a lot of money committed to just a handful of players already, and so it's going to be tough to wedge some of those guys in. They may have to try to make a trade.
Yeah, I kind of laughed because even Johnny Cueto, he tweeted out, like, it's an even year and I'm ready, which I thought was really funny. And do you get tired? Do you get tired of, because, I mean, really and truly, like, okay, we get it. Like, they won the World Series every other year. But I think that people really are, like, I think there's a segment of society out there that honestly thinks there's something to that, and honestly thinks that, oh my God, we're going into an even year again, and the Giants, it's like a no doubter. I mean, do you think that you get a little annoyed having to be around that all the time and having to listen to that kind of line of thinking? Do you ever get tired of it?
Yeah, it's kind of funny. You know, I mean, you know good and well if they're not automatically going to win a World Series just because it's an even numbered year. And yeah, it's happened three times. I guess you kind of cross out the first one because nobody knew that was going to be the start of a trend. I mean, it's funny though. It just reflects how the quality they've built here and their ability to sustain it. People forget that in 2011, after Buster Posey hurt himself in that gruesome collision at home plate, the Giants, after that, they recovered and took first place, and they held it until about mid-August that year. I mean, they very well could have won the division that year. But that being said, the more this gets in people's minds that maybe the Giants should win, maybe the Giants will win. It just becomes, to what extent it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, maybe it helps people's mindset. If you're a Giant, it might help your mindset a little bit.
Yeah, I think from the fan standpoint, like, they were, like, really able to accept what happened this past season, which was not getting to the postseason. It's like, it was an odd year. It wasn't meant to be. And so, you know, at some point you have to say, you know, all of this is coincidental, and nothing's guaranteed. But anyway, so, I mean, from a bullpen standpoint, I mean, they would like to get a reliever in there. And I know we've talked about, you know, what Jeremy Affeldt meant to this team, but, I mean, you have to replace him. Or, you know, and other guys too. And that's not so easy to do. Do you think that the Giants are kind of having a little bit of a difficulty with that?
Not really. I just think that the reliever market tends to take shape late in the off season. So I don't think it's that. I don't think they're really worrying about it that much right now. However, I think you hit the nail on the head when you're talking about Affeldt. He was a left-hander who could get left-handers and right-handers out. He could pitch multiple innings. He could be in a pinch. He could pitch in a safe situation. He could do just about anything a reliever might be asked to do. He was one handy pitcher to have on the staff, and they're going to miss him.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Chris, thanks very much. Appreciate it, and we will be catching up with you soon.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.